North Shore communities will receive about $1.8 million from the federal government over the next 3 years to create programs that will help steer youth away from crime. Burnaby North Seymour MP Terry Beach announced the funding Thursday at the Parkgate Community Center's Youth Drop-In in North Vancouver. Tragically, our community has not been immune from criminal activity in the district of North Vancouver. And, you know, there is no single silver bullet to crime prevention, said Beach. Rather than being tough on crime, Beach said, we need to be smart, we need to get to the root of the problem. The new funding, which covers a three-year period, is aimed at addressing underlying social conditions which contribute to crime, said Beach, and help young people make good choices. District of North Vancouver Mayor Mike Little said all of the municipal governments and First Nations on the North Shore will be collaborating and hiring a coordinator to identify where gaps exist in current supports. Little said he's been told by police that crime tends to revolve around transit hubs like Phibbs Exchange and Lonsdale Quay. Little said he's also been told young people are being recruited into gangs and criminal groups at younger and younger ages. On the other end of the scale, Little said some young adults find themselves aging out of teen programs with little support to take their place. We don't have a lot of options for 18 to 28-year-old young men, said Little. It's a hard-to-access group. Having enough funding to pay for regular youth workers is key, said Natasha Rivard-Morton, youth coordinator at Parkgate Community Center. It takes time for youth to get comfortable enough to talk to someone if they're having problems, she said, something that isn't likely to happen if they see a different face every time they drop in. In addition, there's not a lot of indoor spaces for youth to socialize in on the North Shore, she said. Kids tend to congregate at the Lynn Valley McDonald's, for instance, because there's no other place kids can go in Lynn Valley, she said. Rivard-Morton said it's also important to be inclusive when creating programs for teens. Lived experience is key when you create programs for youth, she said. Similar funding of almost $3 million was announced for Burnaby this week. Jay Said at nsnews.com, twitter.com/Janizid.